There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Thursday, June 13th edition. Got a 9-game slate on tap for you. Going to be a fun one out there. Some weather to keep an eye on. A game that's it. That's Kansas City's at home at, but it's at home Omaha, the home of the College World Series. Tons going on. Tons going on tonight. A 9-game Thursday slate, which is nice to see because usually things are pretty small on a Thursday. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. Fun slate we had there. Lots of hits, lots of miss, per the usual fun stuff. Saw some green screens in the chats. That's what it's all about. So let's get at it. We got a 9-gamer on tap. If you guys want to check out thequantedge.com, use promo code Bubba. Get you the rest of the season package, MLB season package, for $10 off. Total of $74.99. Get you all the articles, all the tools, and more importantly, the member Discord to help you build your lineups. 24-hour member Discord channel. If you want to try the All Sports first month for $19.99 or a 5-day trial for $5, use promo code Bubba. We'll get you what you need, and we'll get you taken care of. Also, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd much appreciate it. Would help the podcast out a lot to take a couple minutes out of your day. All right, the totals on this 9-gamer. Arizona at Washington, total of 9. Blue Jays Orioles, 9. Angels Rays, 8.5. Cardinals Mets, 7.5. Rangers Red Sox, 9. Tigers Royals, 8.5. Yankees White Sox, 9.5. Padres, Rockies, and Coors, 11.5. Cubs, Dodgers, 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of the 9 totals of 9 or higher. Just another night around MLB baseball, folks. Lots and lots of offense. Let's check out the pitching we're going to target because we do have some good options. You got Matt Boyd, 10-7. Are we Boyds tonight? You can be. He's at Kansas City, or should we say Omaha. But he's on the road where he's pitched very, very well this year, home and road. But more importantly, against Kansas City, 7 innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks in his only appearance. 29.6 DraftKings points. He has 20 or more points in 4 straight, 18 or more in 5. If you want to go even farther, he's got 20 or more in 8 of his last 10, 17 or more in 9 of his last 10. You know what I call that? A really good cash game pitcher, a really good floor in a really, really good matchup against Kansas City that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. This is what you look for in cash: consistency, a solid floor with upside. Boyd's got like a 20-point floor with 30-point upside. That is tremendous on this slate for cash. You know, GPP, you might want to take a different angle with it, a little more risk. But he's also GPP viable. I'm not saying he's not. But at his price tag, at 10-7, really good spot there. A Kansas City team with a total just above 4. Lefty's 223, righty's 288 versus Boyd. And as a team, the Royals only a 277 wOBA and a 166. Or no, not a 166. A 126 ISO. First left-handed pitching. So Boyd is in a great spot tonight at 10-7. You can go to Jacob deGrom if you want at home against the Cardinals. 10-4. We were on Yamamoto yesterday. He dealt 7 shutout against the Cards. You got deGrom, who's gone 23 or more points in 3 of his last 4. It's been an up-and-down season for deGrom. Between injuries and just getting hit a lot harder than usual. Could be the juice ball. Could be a lot of different things. But he's still a very, very good pitcher with tremendous upside. That's why it's like he's almost the GPP play, because the Cardinals could get to him the way he's giving up the long ball. But at the same time, DeGrom could also put up a 30-point game and no one would blink an eye. So DeGrom faces Cardinals team over 22% strikeout rate. DeGrom 30% K rate of his own. is giving up a lot of hard contact. Similar to the Verlander thing we talked about yesterday, and Verlander gave up 3 home runs, 3 solo shots. It's what he does, but he struck out 15, so he still got you like 30-something DraftKings points. That's what he does. Well, DeGrom can be very, very similar to that. And the Cardinals have a 3.4 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefty's 315, righty's 247, so DeGrom is in play if he chooses to go there. But when I'm looking up top, and I'm looking at 9K and above on this 9-game slate, right now, David Price at $9,700 is really standing out to me. A 108 ERA at home, averaging over 26 DraftKings points in his 4 home starts compared to a 386 road ERA and 16 points. Hasn't faced Texas yet this year, but his last 3 starts, 2 at home, 1 on the road, 22 or more DraftKings points. He has 21.5 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's been very, very, very good this year. And he gets a Texas Rangers team that you can definitely take advantage of. They strike out over 24% of the time versus lefties. Price is a minus 220 home favorite, currently the highest favorite on the slate. He has almost a 30% K rate of his own at a 45% ground ball rate. And you got a Texas team with a 3-5 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 188, righties 290 versus Texas. They have a 310 WOBA and a 176 ISO. So the WOBA is pretty average at best. The ISO's got a little bit of upside there, so they can run into one from time to time. But overall, to me, I love Boyd and Cash at 10-7, but if you want to save $1,000, you got David Price, who's cash and GPP viable in this upper tier against a Texas team that can't hit from time to time. It's in Boston, not Arlington, thank God. But Price has some serious upside in this matchup at a pretty good price tag. So my guys at the 9K and above, I got Price 1, Boyd 2, DeGrom 3. Now when you drop down, it gets ugly. Really, really ugly, which you kind of expect with so many high totals on a slate. But you got J.A. Happ at $8,700. You know, yes, he's been getting hit hard by right-handed bats a lot this year. He's been better on the road. He faced Chicago once this year, 4 innings, 9 hits, 6 earned, 5 Ks, not good. But his last few starts, he has 20 or more DraftKings points in 3 straight starts. Slowly getting it together. His swinging strike rate ballooned to 13% over those 3 starts, mainly because of one big start. But really starting to get it done of late. And you got a White Sox team who's very hit and miss. It's one of those like GPP things. The White Sox could really get it done, but they also strike out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. J.A. Happ's a minus 152 road favorite. A lot of that could also be he's facing Ivan Nova, who the Yankees should tee off on. But still, that means win equity is in J.A. Happ's favor at $8,700. He's striking out of almost 21% that he faces, 41% ground ball rate, but still, over a 41% hard contact rate is not ideal. White Sox have a 4.3 team total. Lefties 319, righties 235. When you look at the White Sox, they struggle tremendously versus left-handed pitching, a 302 WOBA and a 119 ISO. So when you're breaking down J.A. Happ, there's massive risk because, yes, there are some right-handed bats in that lineup that could tee off on him. At the same time, at $8,700, he's got 20-plus point upside against a White Sox team that you can pick apart with even an average pitcher from time to time. The other guy in this 7 and 8K range, John Lester, $7,800. This is super GPP only. He's faced the Dodgers once this year, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks for 17 points. He's better at home than on the road. He has 17 or more points in 2 straight starts, but then he had a minus 2.5, a 6, a minus 1, but then back to 25, 20, 34, 17. So he had a 3-game hiccup in there. Overall, he's actually been pretty darn good this year. It's pick your poison. Do you want to challenge the Dodgers? That's always a challenge. They strike out less than 20% of the time versus lefties. That takes away some DraftKings equity for you. But he does have a 42% ground ball rate. It's a Dodgers team with a 4.8 team total. Lefties hitting 366, righties 335 off Lester. So super, super risky. Not sure I'll have any of it tonight. But wanted to mention him because he's about the only one in that price point that I would even consider. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Happ 1, Lester 2. Now when you drop all the way down, you got a couple options. You got Ryan Yarbrough, $6,800 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Yarbrough's actually gone 7 or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. They're letting him rock and roll out there. And in those 3 of 4 7-inning starts, he has 21 or more DraftKings points in 2 of those 3. So lots to like there. He has been better on the road than at home, which is really, really weird. So keep that in mind. But it is an Angels team that you can pick on. They don't strike out a ton, a 17% K rate versus lefties. But Yarbrough, a minus 145 road or home favorite. He's got an 18% K rate of his own and a 46% ground ball rate. Limits the hard contact. Angels have a 3.9 team total. It's fourth lowest on the slate. So a lot of good things pointing in a $6,800 pitcher's direction. A lot. Lefties 308, righties 334. So Yarbrough at 68 definitely fits the bill tonight. Then the other punt I like a lot, I mentioned they're playing in Omaha, where the College World Series is at. But Homer Bailey, $5,200. It's always a rocky road with Homer Bailey, but he's faced Detroit once this year, 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks. Of late, Bailey, you know, 9 points, 1.5, 15-4, minus 6-5. They had 17, 16. He has ability to go off and an ability to get destroyed. That's what Homer Bailey does best. That's why Homer Bailey's $5,200. But Detroit, the reason I like targeting him with punts is they strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Bailey's got a 20.5% K rate, 44% ground ball rate. It's just the hard contact rate's through the roof. So that's always terrifying. But Detroit's team total is only 4.4. It's like on the bottom half of the slate. Lefties 320, righties 388. And a Detroit team with only a 286 WOBA and a 148 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So very, very bad Detroit offense. You know, every once in a while, every team has their day. But when it comes down to it, Bailey at $5,200 is a very, very good punt. I have him 1, Yarborough 2. Recapping the pitching on this slate, you got Price 1, Boyd 2, DeGrom 3 from 9K and above. The 7 and 8K range, you got Hap 1, Lester 2, and then lastly, Bailey 1, Yarborough 2. Lots of ways to go on this slate. Let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. At the catcher's position, you got Gary Sanchez, $5,500 versus Ivan Nova. That's a great GPP play. It's pricey, but really, really good play there as Ivan Nova, not good at baseball. Yankees are going to be a very popular team tonight, 5.2 team total, lefties 355, righties 363, in a hitter-friendly ballpark. So yes, Gary's in play, but it's very expensive for a pitcher, for a catcher. You could go Wilson Contreras versus Kershaw if you want to be contrarian, but what you're looking at is James McCann versus J.A. Happ at 39. You can definitely go that direction if you so choose. Like an Alex Avila at 37 versus Fetty, he's in play. Keep going to my boy. He's only 3,500 tonight. He was 39 last night. Chance Cisco hits cleanup for the Orioles. 16 more points last night. 16, 9, 14, 11, 2. So in his last four starts, he has 9 or more points. 11 or more in 3 of those 4. He's getting it done. He's $3,500. The dude can rake. Hitting cleanup as a catcher for $3,500. This is like an auto play, especially in cash. This is like a great cash game play. It's got GPP upside. Marcus Stroman's been very up and down this year, more down than up, sadly. Baltimore's got a 4.3 team total. Lefties 301, righties 287. Give me some Chance Cisco at 35, unless you want to go cheaper. You could go cheaper if you want. You got Kevin Smith and Jonathan Lucroy versus Yarborough are a couple options. Wellington Castillo, Beef Wellington's 32. If he cracks the lineup instead of James McCann, that's a really good look, as we know Beef can just crush left-handed pitching. So there are other options, but if you just kind of want to keep it safe and simple, Chance Cisco, he'll have overnights. There's no hiding that, but overall, lots of upside there. First base, you got Daniel Murphy's back in Coors, but it's for Stroms. Pick your poison there. But Luke Voit, good GPP play at 51. Pete Alonso at 49 in GPP. Trey Mancini had a big night last night. But really nothing standing out as a must play up top. You can easily play some of those guys as they're good plays. Like Mancini is a great play for Stroman. So is Luke Voit. But you can save some money at the position tonight. Eric Hosmer and Coors only 43 versus John Gray is a great play. It is a really, really good play. San Diego 5.4 team total. Fourth highest on the slate. Third highest on the slate. Lefties are hitting 352. Righties 326 off John Gray. So Eric Hosmer at that price point, very, very solid, $4,300. Going farther down, though, you can look at like a Brandon Dixon versus Bailey at 42, Jose Abreu versus J.A. Happ at 41. If you are targeting Happ, like we said, is definitely an option on this slate, even though he has been pitching well. Lefties 319, righties 325. So a guy like Jose Abreu, who hits lefties very well at 41, is in play for you this evening. The farther down you look, though, you get below 4K. It's really bleak. So a lot of the big bats aren't playing on this slate. Mark Reynolds might get the start for Colorado versus the lefty Strom at 36. That could be an option for you. But otherwise, it's like I passed him up a second ago. But if you want to punt, there's a very, very simple play for you tonight. And his name is Rowdy Tellez. He's only $3,400 versus Gabriel Yanoa. You got the Toronto Blue Jays with a 4.75 team total. Lefties 308, righties 337 off Yanoa. But you can definitely take advantage of that with a punt with Rowdy Tellez at $3,500. Second base, you could go to Eric Sogard against Yanoa at 51. Ketel Marte versus Fetty at 49 is very good. Fetty's been good, but he's been getting away with a lot. He's going to get hit around one of these days. Arizona 4.55 team total on the small sample. Lefty's 263, righty's 359 versus Fetty, which is very interesting. Reverse splits there for Fetty, but keep, you know, Ketel Marte in mind at 49. When you go down cheaper, you do have DJ LeMahieu at 48, but you got Gleury Gurriel at 43 for GPP upside, Johnny VR at 43 as well, or a couple options for you. Jeff McNeil versus Flaherty against 4,000 could be a nice cheaper option. But like Whit Merrifield at 4,000, if you're not using Boyd, I could go back to Whit, especially in a GPP. Hits lefties well, put up a 14 spot last night. He's really been not doing great this year, but at 4,000 leaves you a bit of wiggle room. Gavin Biggio left off last night. He's 38 tonight. If he's leading off again, that's worth a look. Vargas for Arizona versus Fetty at only 37. So there's value on this slate already standing out, which is very, very good. Ronnie Rodriguez at 3,600 versus Bailey. Another value play if you need to, and so is Hanser Alberto. Heading over to third base. You got Arenado, who's day-to-day. If he makes the lineup, he's at home versus a lefty for 56. That's in play. But like Eduardo Escobar at 55, very, very good look for you there. But Rafael Devers, 49, just continues to crush it. I don't know how many times in a row I've said it. 10 more points last night, 12 the night before. The dude's been raking. He had like a four-game little mini slump. But overall, he's crushing it. He's facing Adrian Sampson tonight, who's been much, much better this year. I broke him down on some recent bench with Bubba's. But overall, still concerns there. You got a Boston team, second highest total on the slate at 5.5. Lefty's 300, righty's 384 versus Sampson. So Devers at 49 in play. Manny Machado at 4,400 in Coors versus John Gray is very, very nice. So is Vladdy Jr. at 42 versus Yanoa. I liked him yesterday in that matchup. I like him again tonight at 17 points last night, averaging 9 points over his last 10. So Vladito at 42, a little bit of upside for you there. Justin Turner versus Lester at 41 could be in play. Not a horrible option there. Getting below 4K again, Vargas for Arizona is 3,700. Second base, third base eligible. Hanser Alberto, mentioned him already as an option as well. Maybe even Christian Arroyo versus Skaggs at 31. If you're looking for an Uber punt, Ryan Ruiz is only 2,900 versus Stroman. He was 3,100 yesterday, got you 9 points. He had 5 points the day before, 0, 7. Every once in a while, he'll even run into one. But for just upper, like a punt type guy, he's got upside for you. Shortstop, Trevor Story, Coors, lefty, 5,700. We got Fernando Tatis and Coors at 55. Very nice play as well. Xander Bogaerts against Sampson has reverse splits at 5,000. Obviously, if you're going to pay up, you're most likely going to go to Coors. That's just kind of the direction you're going. Otherwise, you come on down. You got Adalberto Mondesi at 47. Gleyber Torres at 46 are interesting. But then Machado at 44 just kind of really stands out. Didi Gregorius at 43 versus Ivan Nova. Very good-looking play as well. Didi's averaging over 9 since he returned from the IL. 10-0-21 in his last three. So a lot to like there. Didi versus Nova at $4,300. You got Tim Anderson versus J.A. Happ at 42. Some nice upside there. GPP only with Tim Anderson for sure. When you get below 4K, then it gets a little more interesting. You get Ronnie Rodriguez, 36. Willie Adames, 35 versus Skaggs. That's got some GPP upside. Other than that, not a ton standing out at this point in time. We could have other things come up. I was hoping he'd be here, but I missed him, I believe. Maybe he's at second base. Where are you, little fella? Or did DraftKings just move you all the way to outfield only? That would be DraftKings' thing to do. Maybe they did. We'll find out shortly. Let's go on to the outfield. You got Blackman at 58 and Coors. Mike Trout versus Yarbrough at 55. Both really good plays, of course. You got Dahl and Coors all in play. But like Hunter Renfro and Coors at 52, very, very good play there. Very, very good play. By the way, Giancarlo is going to be back very soon. He's hit 3 homers and 2 rehab starts. He looks good right now. Like JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, both below 5K, are worth looks for Sampson. Mentioned Ketel Marte already at 49 as well. Trey Boo Boo. But Aaron Hicks at 48, good play versus Nova, very good play. Franmil Reyes, 47 in Coors, very solid as well. When you drop down even farther, like Michael Conforto at 45 versus Flaherty, I like that a bit as well. The Mets won't be owned at all. It's always risky with the Mets. They have a team total of 4.1. It's the fifth lowest on the slate. But lefties are hitting 357 off Jack Flaherty. So Conforto, 45, even if it's a one-off, not bad. The farther down you go, like Avisel Garcia at 44 versus Skaggs. Very good look for you there. David Peralta at 44 versus Fetty, I like quite a bit as well. Good looks there. Lourdes Gurriel at 43. You can play him. You go down farther. Randall Grichuk led a lot down yesterday, but GBP at 42. Dom Smith at 42. Both nice contrarian plays there. Tommy Pham's only 41 versus Tyler Skaggs. That's got some upside. Pham, 9 points yesterday, 14 the day before. Not crushing it as we were used to with him, but slowly getting it going again. If you think Yarborough struggles at home again, you got Cesar Pollo, $4,100, 7, 10, 28 in his last three. Lots of pop in that kid's bat at 4,100. Take a peek at that one. Juan Soto in a GPP at 41 versus Greinke, I don't mind. But Josh Naylor in Coors at 4,100. This is why we do the first look, to find some sneakier plays. That's some nice Coors value for you there. Mitchell McNeil, mentioned Merrifield already. We got Nick Castellanos at 4K versus Homer Bailey. That's got some upside for you there as well. A few more, like Christian Stewart versus Bailey at 39. Jorge Soler at 39 versus Boyd. These are all GPP plays. Nothing set in stone here except Anthony Santander batting second for the Orioles at 3,800. He's got some upside versus Stroman. Again, if Gavin Biggio's leading off, he's in play. Eloy Jimenez, $3,700. Starting to get it going. 27 points yesterday. 27-0, 21-16 in his last four. $3,700 versus J.A. Happ. Good GPP play for you right there. A few others down below. You got the likes, maybe Victor Robles. He's been struggling. Teoscar Hernandez in a GPP at 35. I don't mind him at all. And then other than that, check your lineups. Jackie Bradley Jr. is 3,400. There he is. He is second base. Second base outfield eligible. He's been kind of slumping a bit, but Kiki Hernandez versus the lefty Lester at 3,400 gives you some salary relief at both positions as well. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Price, Boyd, DeGrom. In the middle, Happ, Lester. Down below, Bailey, Yarborough. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of the top three for me and the bottom two for me. That's where I think most of my action is going to go at this point in time. When you're stacking it up, you know, you got Colorado versus Strom, lefties 321, righties 333. That's pretty simple. A team total above six. But Boston versus Adrian Sampson's interesting. But I really like San Diego's side of that game. It was well against John Gray and Coors. Lefties 352, righties 326. Eric Hosmer was cheap. You had Franmil Reyes, Josh Naylor, Hunter Renfro. Machado wasn't that expensive. Tatis was pricey, was good. There's a lot of pop in that lineup. They only have a 297 wOBA versus righties, but a 173 ISO. So they don't consistently hit righties, but when they hit them hard. And they're in Coors. So San Diego's got some upside there in that matchup. The Yankees versus Ivan Nova, very, very good play. Lefties 355, righties 363. That speaks for itself. You could go Dodgers versus John Lester if you choose. I like Toronto versus Gabriel Yanoa. Like that quite a bit in that matchup. And then it's kind of pick your poisons. There's like arguments for a lot of them. I think Arizona gets overlooked for Zarek Fede. I think you can go to Arizona for sure tonight. But it's mix and match. This is what the chats are for. Come join us in the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy Degens Slack chat. All right, BVP on this 9-game slate for you. Let's kick it off with the Toronto-Baltimore game. Not a ton. You got VR and Broxton. They're both taking Stroman deep. As a team, they're hitting 351. Trey Mancini, 6-for-13 with a double and a triple. VR, 5-for-9, double, triple, homer. Just not a big sample. You got Toronto Pirates hitting 300 off Greinke, 15-for-50 with two doubles. Suzuki, 7-for-21 with a double and a homer. Guillermo Heredia, 4-for-8, two doubles and a homer off Skaggs. Interesting. Mike Trout, 3-for-5, two doubles and a homer off Yarborough. Shocker, he hits another guy well. DeJong, Fowler, Ozuna, Wieters, Carpenter have all taken Jacob deGrom deep for the Cardinals. Very interesting stuff there. Yachty's 4-for-12, nothing crazy in that one. But your BVP, the Texas Rangers, David Price. I still like David Price a lot tonight, but this is interesting. Elvis Andrews, 15-for-32 with a double. Hunter Pence, 4-for-12, the double and a homer. Asdrubal Cabrera, 9-for-24, four doubles. Chu, 10-for-30, double, two homers. Jeff Mathis even has a homer. Very interesting. They have really good numbers. 341 average, 379 wOBA, 151 ISO versus David Price. At least makes you have to think a little, but I still like Price quite a bit tonight. Whit Merrifield, 12-for-28, four doubles and a triple off of Matt Boyd. That looks good. Adelbert Tomas, he's taking him deep. Tim Anderson, told you liked him a lot. 7-for-13, triple and a homer off of Happ. Yonder Alonso's taking Happ deep. James McCann, 5-for-16 with a double and a homer as well. So good stuff there against Happ in a small sample. They're hitting 352, 370 wOBA, 179 ISO. DJ LeMahieu, 6-for-9 with a double off Ivan Nova. Will Myers against John Gray, another guy I didn't even mention. There's so many good options there. He's 12 for 31 with three doubles and three homers off John Gray. That's outstanding. 387 average. Hunter Renfroe, 4 for 6, a double and three homers. Machado's taking him deep. There's a lot to like in this lineup tonight. Hitting 294, 376 WOBA, 230 ISO versus John Gray, and they're in Coors. Belly Bombs is 4 for 7 with a double and a homer off Lester. He's just slumping a bit. Kiki Hernandez has two home runs off Lester. Anthony Rizzo, 6 for 16, a double and two homers off Kershaw. Contreras is taking him deep. Baez, Bryant, and Descalso have taken him deep. And Cargo's taken him deep three times. Very interesting stuff there. All right, everybody, that'll do it for your Thursday edition of Quick Hits. Nine-game slate in the books. Got the U.S. Open starting off today. Lots of awesome stuff there. A new bench with Bubba dropped last night. Episode 179 with Dan Richards at the Pitcher List, talking about his new predicted home run metric and much, much more. Also, if you want to check out 178 with Matt Williams, talking Fab and some recent MLB news, lots of good stuff there. Got it Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo. Episode 112 dropped a couple nights ago. Good recent MLB talk there with Mo as usual. And much, much more going on over there at Fantasy Sports Degen. So go check it all out. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Again, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 13th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.